It's Wednesday, March 9th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Kaseya's 2022 MSP Benchmark Survey, how the retail IT services space looks, and IDC's new predictions based on the Russia-Ukraine war. This is the Business of Tech. Kaseya's 2022 MSP Benchmark Survey, the company's 11th, is now released. Here are some key insights, quoting from Channel Futures. On compliance, 3 in 4 at 74% of MSPs said their customers struggled to meet regulatory compliance requirements. 75% of the MSP respondents either offer or are interested in providing compliance services. Nearly 3 in 5 have clients required to comply with HIPAA guidelines. This was followed by PCI DSS at 41% and GDPR at 27%. Cybersecurity. One half said their business is more at risk of cybercrime than 1 year ago. This is an 11% increase from 2021's data. Almost half of the MSPs reported that a significant portion of their clients fell victim to a cyber attack within the last 12 months. Though cybersecurity is a significant concern for MSPs, it has also been a revenue driver. The survey found that one half of MSPs evaluate the threat landscape quarterly to add new services to their lineups. On remote work, 22% of respondents state that remote workforce setup was the top service requested by their clients, followed by cloud migration at 21% and business continuity at 13%. Remote work is also a significant pain point for MSPs customers, with 36% of respondents selecting it as one of the top three IT problems for clients in 2022. MSPs value integrated solutions. 2 in 3 MSPs said integration among core applications, including RMM, PSA, and IT documentation software, is either critical or very important, with 78% stating that this integration helps drive profit. Supply chain issues and hiring are also top of mind. The lion's share, 92% of MSPs, have had supply chain issues impact their ability to sell solutions. 1 in 5 at 19% said hiring would be their primary challenge in 2022, a 15% jump from 2021. On active incident response plans, only 4% of respondents said their entire client base has an active incident response plan. About half of the respondents reported that 1 in 4 of their clients had an active incident response plan. 8% of MSPs stated that none of their clients had an incident response plan in place. On disaster recovery, Kaseya's 2022 survey found that 30% of MSPs simulate disaster recovery capabilities quarterly, 25% test annually, and 9% test monthly, with 15% admitting that they never test. So how about the Channel Company's State of Partner Profitability 2021 report, which was released at the company's exchange event last week? MSPs received 28% of revenue via the resale of services, 43% via partner-managed services, and 29% via partner-owned and managed services. Partner-owned and managed services had the greatest gross margins at 59%, followed by 37% for partner-managed services and only 22.5% for resale. Now, why do we care? I don't think there are any big surprises here. Security compliance and supply chain management are reactive problems, where I view remote work as one of those services that companies can lean into proactively. Business has to do those reactive ones, but remarkable ones will lean in and innovate and experiment with solutions in proactive ones. The more one can link that spending to revenue generation, the better. The Retail Solution Provider Association released their Retail IT Channel KPI study too, quoting the report. Retail IT solution providers rebounded in a big way from the COVID-fueled economic crisis of 2020. In 2020, nearly 23% of survey respondents reported a decline in sales. That number fell to just 7.5% in 2021, a difference of 15.4 points year over year. Also in 2020, over a third of respondents at 36.2% experienced flat or declining sales compared with just 19.8% in 2021, a 16.4% difference. 2021 didn't go quite as well as retail IT solution providers predicted, but they weren't far off. About 20% of survey respondents experienced flat or declining sales, while predictions anticipated only 14.6% would. 50% achieved double-digit growth instead of the projected 52.5%. Profits are up too. In 2020, 8.5% reported a loss, while only 3.8% did in 2021. Also, the number of solution providers reporting margins of 20% plus nearly doubled from 25.2% in 2020 to 45.3% in 2021. Compared with last year, the 2022 list of benefits barely changed in terms of the percentage of companies offering each line item or which benefits are most commonly provided by VARs and ISVs. Flexible work schedules moved up the chart in 2020 and remained a common benefit in 2021. The benefit of free food and beverages rebounded a bit last year, likely because more workers are returning to the office. The average gross income for tech clusters in the $41,000 to $60,000 range at 33.9%, with the most common income range being $61,000 to $80,000. Only 6.5% of resellers and ISVs report an average tech gross income above $100,000, essentially unchanged from 2020, 6.1%. Around a quarter of top techs earned between $41,000 and $60,000, while 36.8% earned between $61,000 and $100,000. 13.1% of top techs earned over $100,000, matching the 13.5% figure in last year's study. Ending quotes. However, while I'm looking at small businesses, let's note that February's National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index fell to its lowest monthly point since January 2021. According to data released Tuesday, the 95.7 score is also the fourth lowest mark in at least 5 years. Why do we care? A solid market, yet not necessarily explosive, would be my take, and good news to see 2021 better than 2020, making logical sense looking at the retail space. The hiring data spoke to me. Flexible work schedules are now a critical benefit and likely considered standard. That said, tech salaries aren't going up? That seems likely to change and something I would most certainly be pondering if I was an owner in 2022. With the labor market as tight as it is, salaries will need to go up. And while I'm doing industry data, IDC has released an update to their thinking based on the Russia-Ukraine war. A new IDC survey found that more than half the respondents are reassessing their tech spending plans for 2022. About 10% are expecting strong adjustments to their ICT investment plans. IDC expects a steep decline and slow recovery for ICT spending in Russia and Ukraine. The global impact of this decline will be somewhat limited. Combined, the two countries only account for 5.5% of all ICT spending in Europe and 1% worldwide. At the same time, the crisis will likely impact trade, supply chains, capital flows, and energy prices. This will negatively affect the broader economy for both the regional and worldwide technology market. Why do we care? Too early to know for sure, of course, but let's observe that the tech sector won't go unscathed. Warnings about trade, supply chain, and energy will be the areas to focus on, and consider a note that fuel alone will be a consideration here. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella. Learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Keep it brief, as these shows are running a little longer than normal, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.